Then we're going to go on to this story. A New Jersey man may have needlessly died of thirst on a wilderness survival trip. Needlessly have died of thirst. I was in the Army Reserve. I've been involved in emergency preparedness for years. How can you needlessly die of thirst? If you're thirsty, you go drink. It says here that a man died during a wilderness survival exercise designed to test his physical and mental toughness, even though his guides had water. They didn't offer him any because they did not want to spoil the character-building experience. Oh, man. Survival isn't supposed to build character. What is wrong with that picture? Number one, I've gone out and I've trained. I always have water. I have means of purifying water if I run out of water. These guys go out and decide they want to have this experience. It's going to be life-changing and this, that, and the other. And my comment, you're an idiot. If you want to go out and have a life-changing experience, well, you don't do it by putting your life in danger. Okay? You know, go skydiving or something like that. But to die because of your own stupidity, that should be a Darwin Award. And the guides who were running this, I personally feel, should be charged for being that stupid and allowing the man to die. But it says, day two in the blazing Utah desert. This gentleman was in bad shape, pale, wrecked by cramps, his speech slurred. I just used to be an emergency medical technician. That right there tells me the guy needs water. He's going into heat stroke. Slurred speech, he has cramps, he's all pale, he's getting cool. Even when it's hot as all get out there, the guy needs fluids. I said, he hallucinated so badly he mistook a tree for a person. He went another 10 hours without a drink in 100-degree heat and finally dropped dead of thirst. Less than 100 yards from the goal, a cave with a pool of water. And it said there were 11 other hikers with him, being led by expert guides on wilderness survival adventure, designed to test their physical and mental toughness. Wilderness survival is not an adventure. It's not. Okay? If you have to go out into the wilderness and survive, it's not an adventure. It's survival. I swear, some people will just die on their sand. But as it says, the guides turned out were carrying emergency water on that torrid summer day. But the gentleman wasn't told that, and he wasn't offered any. The guide did not want him to fail in the $3,175 course. $3,175? They need to lock these guys up for theft and theft or whatever, you know. Let's see. Yeah, theft, fraud, any number of things. But they wanted him to dig deep and push himself beyond his known limits and make it to the cave on his own. If these guys are professionals, they should have looked at the guy in the first place and realized that he was right on the edge of heat stroke, if not total, complete heat, he has heat exhaustion, but he's on the precipice of heat stroke, which is worse. And like I said, these guys should be charged for involuntary manslaughter at the very least. But it says, nearly a year later, documents obtained by the AP under the Freedom of Information Act reveal that those and other previously undisclosed tales of what turned out to be the death of this gentleman also raise questions about the judgments and priorities of the guides, and I am not going to name the survival school. If you want, you can. I found this story on Fox News just the other day. It was on the headlines. You can take a look at it. But what matters more, the customer's welfare or his quest? If you are an instructor of anything, your biggest point, the whole thing that you should be most concerned about is the health and welfare of your students, particularly if you're doing something which can get them hurt or killed. Take as much risk out of it as you can without letting them know that you're doing it. That is how you teach. That is how the United States military does it. Okay? SEAL operators, you know, going through SEAL training, they'll be dying of thirst just about. All they got to do is go that one little bit to get to the end, and they can have all the water and all this and all that they want. Well, they have to force themselves to do it. But they're members of the military. Okay? Thing of it is, if they start to drop, or if the other members of their team or the instructors notice they're in bad shape physically, they will pull them out immediately, and they will have a medic who is standing by to take care of them. Was there a medic there? These instructors, you know, being an instructor should know basic first aid. It's really common. I mean, they taught that to me in basic training. It's so needless. What a shame it didn't have to happen, said the county sheriff's deputy who hiked 6 miles to recover the gentleman's body. They had emergency water. I would have given him a drink. Family members are angry. Down in those canyons is like a furnace, says the member of the family. I don't have my brother anymore because no one would give him water. While regretting the tragedy, the school has denied any negligence and instead blamed him, saying the security officer and former Air Force airman did not read course materials, may have withheld health information, and may have eaten too heavily before leaving for the course. No, it's the school's fault. Just because, you know, the guy says, oh yeah, I read it. Just because he says, oh yeah, I did this, even though he didn't. You are the instructors. You are supposed to be trained to look out for this. Your job is to look out for him, make sure he does not get hurt or die. Okay? I wonder what your insurance company is saying right about this right now. Okay? So I'm pretty sure your insurance company is going to have to pay a lot of money on this. Says the county authorities declined to file charges, saying there was insufficient evidence the school acted with criminal negligence. Says they've declined to file charges. I personally guess that involuntary manslaughter is what I would call it. The school dates back to the 1960s. One of the alumnus is a New Yorker with an Ivy League education. He took over the marketing administration, later became the owner. Josh Bernstein from History Channel, digging for the truth. He owns the school. Money got spent out, I swear. Okay. He has wilderness courses lasting from a few days to just a month. And during the 1 month, you know, 28-day survival course, held 250 miles from Salt Lake City, campers required to hike for miles and drink only what they can find from natural sources. Tent, matches, compass, sleeping bag, portable stuff, all have no role. They're equipped with a knife, a water cup, blanket, poncho, and told they can lose 20 pounds or more. And it says, the course is intended to push people past those false limits your mind has set for your body. Well, that's what, you know, you get in the military. Like I said, the United States, U.S. Navy SEALs, United States Army Special Forces, Delta Force, Army Rangers, Marine Corps Recon, that would be pushing yourself beyond yourself. This is just plain stupidity. You have instructors who are supposed to know. They're supposed to keep an eye out on your students, and they didn't do it. They failed. I personally feel that Mr. Bernstein should be hauled up on involuntary manslaughter charges because he did not properly supervise his employees. I says, I'm sorry, this is just totally gets to me. I read the first page of this when I first started. I did not read the other page when I found, you know, Josh Bernstein from Digging for the Truth is on there. Gentleman got sick 3 times and says he was suffering from leg cramps about 2:30 in the afternoon and he was feeling bad.
Uh-huh.
That's when he should have realized that the guy needed water. $3,175. It's a racket. And it said here that the instructor did not inform the gentleman about his emergency water. I wanted him to accomplish getting to the water and the cave for the rest. He asked me to go get the water for him. I said I was not going to leave him. Shortly thereafter, I had a bad time, turned to Dave and found no sign of breathing. Then a staff apprentice climbed to the top of a dead juniper to get reception for a cellular call to the Boulder office. Okay, I'm a ham radio operator, and if I go out, I have my ham radios on me. I also have my cell phone. This is a business. They should have had more than a cell phone. They should have to climb a tree to get reception on. Now, in my personal opinion, this guy should be the instructors at survival school need to be brought up on charges. I think involuntary manslaughter is what's necessary. The gentleman who died, his brother, says it's sickening when they blame the victim. And that's what they're doing. They're blaming the victim. Well, no, I blame the owners and the staff members of that school because they're supposed to know better. But they didn't.